to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How are you? I hope you're sitting up straight, have your collars pressed firmly, and brought an apple, because we have a teacher in the house. She is a literary publishing brain, okay? She is the former founder of Rekindle Your Creative Fire with Manette Riordan. She's got a PhD. She was the founder and CEO of Pathway to Profit Academy, former publisher at the North Texas Kids Magazine, former president at the Scissortail Publishing. She studied Spanish and Latin, studied parent coaching. She's a visual artist. She went to Western Churchill High School in San Antonio, Brains. She lives in Santa Barbara right now. Again, she's originally from San Antonio, and she's married to Brad. Okay? So get ready to welcome her to the edge. How you doing, Renette?
I'm doing great, April. Thanks for having me on today.
That was fun reading that. Wow, you have done so many things. You have lived many lifetimes, and we appreciate you because it looks like you've done a lot in the publishing and literary world. Tell us where that all began for you. Was it in childhood, or did you just one day decide that you wanted to go into literacy and help people with reading and publishing?
I think it did start in childhood. That's a great question. I don't know how much I ever put that together before, but I was an avid reader from a very young age, and that love of reading turned into a love of Latin American literature, and so I pursued a undergraduate degree in Spanish, a master's, and a PhD in Latin American literature. And so my love of literature is deep-seated. I thought I was going to be a college professor. I ended up teaching high school and eventually starting my own parenting magazine, which I ran for a decade in the Dallas, Texas area. So literature has played a big role in my life in a lot of different ways. And since I quit my publishing, sold my publishing company, I've written 3 books of my own. So I love to read and I love to write and I love supporting others in literacy. It's one of my big volunteer passions as well.
Where do you see magazines going these days? I remember when I was in elementary school, was it Reading Rabbit, and the book club would come. I would be so excited. I'd save all my money. But magazines are looking sparse, and they're very expensive now. I guess everything is digital and online, but I still love the texture and the feel and the vibe of touching a magazine. I know growing up I had a reading challenge. I couldn't really hear the words phonetically. And so I learned a lot of whole language, which was memorization. But magazines, and of all the magazines in the world, the Newsweek was my favorite magazine to read. And one of the most challenging. So, again, reading literacy is so important. But where do you see magazines going and books these days?
I think people are reading more than ever because of access. And the digital has just enhanced our access to information, and that's good and bad. You know, I love to read. I read on my Kindle. I love physical books as well. But magazines, to me, are in a really fascinating place of evolution, and they are evolving into many pieces of art and containers of literature, and they're just beautiful, like higher qualities of paper. So what I see dying are magazines that are kind of mass-produced, trying to reach the general public, are more ads than they are content, that people are done, just consuming advertising. And so they're really burnt out. But there's a whole new category of these absolutely sumptuous, gorgeous magazines that are minimizing advertising and maximizing content. And one of my favorites is a Dutch magazine called Happiness with a Z on the end that is so gorgeous and full of such beautiful, beautiful content in support of people's spiritual and creative journey. So I think there's a future for magazines, but it's completely different than what it's been in the past.
Great. Well, that is great advice. So you did some publishing of the magazine, but also kids, the content that is going out to children right now, it's is it harder to capture their attention, do you think?
As a mom of two teenagers, I can say, yes, it's harder to capture their attention unless they're really engaged. And I think how kids are engaging with content has changed dramatically. There's been some incredible studies done on benefits of gamification. So I think that what needs to change is how we're teaching our kids more than what the content is, but creating more opportunities for hands-on learning, collaborative learning, experiential learning, and not so much rote memorization like when I was a kid and we were memorizing lists of verbs, right? I think the approach to education today is trying to catch up, I think, with how kids are living and learning in the digital age.
Right, right, because it's a whole different conversation that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about some of the books that you have personally written. Share that with my brains.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking. So a few years ago, I co-wrote a really fun book called From Fizzle to Sizzle, and it's all about relationship repair for adults usually in relationships already. And I love writing books. And what I've noticed is that at the time when I wrote that book, I was still trying to figure out who I wanted to be in after I sold my publishing company. And I thought I wanted to be a relationship coach. And I wrote the book, and the book was great, but it wasn't what I wanted. And so since then, I've written two books that are much more on brand for me. One is called The Artful Marketer, A Fundamental Business Guide for Creative Entrepreneurs, and the other one is a time management book for creatives. So my jam is helping creatives to get focused in on the ideas that will make them consistent income in their businesses.
Oh, well, you know what? I need to pick up that book myself because I'm telling you, I am creative, but it's the time management. I do pretty good.
Yeah.
I always carve out a lot of personal time for me. And Mr. Magnificent and Mama, you know, I take walks on the beach and, you know, try to reset. I just burnt some sage before we got on the interview here.
Nice.
But it's a lot of inside work that people need to do. And so time management is definitely one of those, you know, because you're going to get more money. You're going to get more energy maybe, but you're not going to get no more time. When your time is up,
That's right.
So we have to validate and honor our time. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you. I'd love for them to be able to pick up a copy of one of your publications, and maybe if you have an online program, please share that with my brains.
Sure. So all of my books are available on Amazon. That's the easiest place to get them. And my name is spelled MinetteRiordan, which is also my website, MinetteRiordan.com, where you can easily contact me, schedule time to chat with me, and find out more information about our different online programs as well.
Well, I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Minette, for coming here on The Edge and sharing all of your information and wisdom and, you know, keeping people on point and reading and writing. That's very, very important. It's a lost art. So I thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our brains?
Just thanks for being here today. And also just, you know, to remember that you are creative. We're all creative, and how we choose to express our creativity can vary dramatically. I love to write and paint. Other people love to dance. You're a great interviewer, right? So
don't think
you aren't creative because you can't draw or paint like Picasso, but really look for the ways where you can be truly expressing the core of who you are in a way that makes your heart sing.
We want to sing a happy song to our hearts, brains here on The Edge every time. You tune on, I want you to get turned up to what's going on. Literacy, finance, art, sex, music, just sometimes a teachable moment. Right here on The Edge with April Mahoney. You kidding me? You can find me all over the planet. Follow me, like me, love me. I got some great contests that I want you to get involved in. We're going on some great trips this year in 2019. Again, Minette Riordan, thank you so much for coming to The Edge. I appreciate you. And if you have anything else going on, come on back and visit us, okay?
Thanks for having me today. I appreciate it.
All right. Tell a friend, Brains. Talk to you later. Bye.